This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So you ever have this happen to you? Please let me know through text so I don't feel worse than I do about it. This morning I got up a little early and I sent in a mobile order through an app for a coffee chain. You could probably figure it out.
Okay.
And I get to the window and I do the, I have a mobile order for Chris. And she goes, okay, pull up. And I go, okay, cool. And it worked out perfectly. Get to the window. She goes, oh, what's the location that you said? I'm like, uh-oh. So I go back to the app and I say, oh, it's the 21 Buffalo Road location. She goes, that's not here. I go, oh, okay. She's like, that's the one in the gas station down the street.
Okay.
I'm like, okay, well, I'm not going to be able to go there and then make it to work on time. So I'll order another one. It was only a coffee, thankfully, so it was like $5.05 or something like that. But has that ever happened to you? 585-222-9233. And how'd it go when you got to the window? Because I felt so dumb. Because you don't know the address of the, do you? The place you usually, like, let's say you stop at
No, especially if they're chains that there's five or six on the same road.
Right. Like if you stop at even if it's a Speedway or any kind of gas station or a 7-Eleven or any place like that, would you know the address if asked?
No.
As like a trivia question?
I know. No. And this is interesting because I do that with pharmacies. Like if I at the doctor's and they're like, okay, well, what pharmacy do you use? I'm like, oh, you know, that one on, I say the name of it, but there's several on that street.
It's one of those situations where you're like, okay, I'm going to start talking and hope they answer before I have to finish answering because I really don't know. Has it happened to you? It happened to me this morning, 585-222-9233. What happened to me? And you said TJ.
Yeah.
You would just say forget it because I planned to order. I ordered another cup of coffee.
I'd have been like, oh, my bad, and I would have gone to the next location. But that's just me. But sounds to me like they see this all the time, so they have solutions for it.
Yeah. So I go, oh, mobile order for Chris. They go, you picked the wrong location. I go, okay, can I just have another coffee with an espresso shot? And I did my whole thing again. And they go, sure. And they made it immediately. They go, okay, have a nice day. And I pull away because I'm kind of like half thinking. It's also 4:45 in the morning, whatever it was. And as I'm pulling away, I realized they just gave me the new one for
free.
And I'm like, oh, my God, thank you.
Are you sure? Yep. Or did they hand it to you and then you drove away without paying?
Nope. They go, have a nice day. And I kind of heard. When it clicked is when I heard her turn to the other person working at the window and go, oh, he just picked the wrong look. Like she's explaining why she didn't charge me, and it all clicked.
Okay.
And I was already like halfway to the parking lot, so I'm yelling behind me out the window to say thank you to make sure that they knew I was appreciative. But it seems like I'm not the only one this happened to.
Yeah, this texter, it's 2911, says similar thing. I ordered a pizza from a place, went to the wrong place to pick it up. It wasn't even the same pizza chain. They realized what I did. I was so embarrassed. Dang, mom brain.
1157 texting, and I work in Spencerport, and once my coworker thought she ordered out lunch from here in town in Spencerport. Great, a lot of great places in Spencerport, by the way, to eat. But she actually ordered from the Batavia location.
Oh,
it was like $80 worth of food.
Oh.
$80.
Yeah. It's just it. I've done that accidentally on Grubhub. Like, I'll be like, hey, what does everyone want? Did not realize that I've chosen the location on the east side of Rochester rather than the one closest to me. So here I have someone delivering from the far location. Always makes me feel bad.
Yeah, this happens a lot in the places where the place that you're ordering from is in another store. Starbucks and Target, Dunkin' Donuts right. and the gas station. this, that, and the other thing. Right. But how about this has to be the craziest one. We'll go to break on this. 5159 texts in saying, I forgot to change my address when I moved back to Rochester from Orlando on my Uber app. First of all, welcome back. Text says, so I guess, welcome to the neighborhood, new tenants. Enjoy this dinner that from the idiot that used to live here.
Oh, no.
First couple chilly days of the season, 53 degrees today. Not going to get much warmer, going to stay rainy. Have you had to put your coat on yet, TJ?
No, I have not, but I have seen others with their coats on. And it happened overnight. I think you were away, but Terry and I went to see Jane Eyre at the Jiva, and it was like 90 degrees the day before, but then that afternoon of the show into the evening, all of a sudden, cold came through, winds were whipping, and everybody, I'm sitting there in the parking lot waiting for her, and everyone's getting out of their cars with coats on, and I was like, okay, wait a minute, I can't go from shorts to coats. There's got to be an in-between.
Well, look at the bus stop as you drive around this morning. I wonder if you're noticing kids with coats. Parents always complain my kids outgrow shoes like every couple months and stuff like that. But what about what about coats? You know,
He doesn't. My kids don't repeat coats. Every year they got to have a new one.
Really?
Yeah.
I forget because my brother refused to wear a jacket. He was one of those kids. and I guess I did get a coat every couple of years or it was purchased really, really big.
Yes.
See, as a blue-collar kid growing up, clothes always seemed to have a long shelf life because you wore them to school, and then you wore them to work with dad on the weekends or in the summer. Obviously, mm-hmm. not coats, but any kind of clothes. So on the weekends or during winter break, which is, 6 weeks away or something like that, we would wear the last coat that fit us to go do plumbing jobs with my stepdad.
It would become work clothes.
Yeah, so they would have a long shelf life. Nothing would feel like... And plus, I was the oldest of four boys, then two girls. So, like, my coats, gosh, made it all the way down to Jimmy, who was the youngest brother of the family.
Poor Jimmy.
Have you had to
buy this old beat-up coat?
Have you ever had to buy a new coat? Excuse me. Have you had to buy a new coat for your kid this school year yet because of the chilly weather? Or can they still fit in last year's?
Well, they just hit the shelves. Like, I've been in stores having to pick up other things, and I'm like, there's the coats. So... it'll be another month before I go shopping for a coat.
I just had to go buy shorts for Florida last weekend for the Miami Bills game. And I went to a store that usually has a little of everything. And the only shorts they had were like golf shorts.
Yeah. So and they were probably like clearance.
Lime green and light pink and dark gray was the only acceptable color. But that's all they had. Coats were out.
Yep. Coats, sweaters, sweatshirts. My kid will go in a sweatshirt for a while. But once the snow starts falling, that's when the coats come out.
My 17-year-old says this texter wears a sweatshirt all winter.
Yeah.
So no coat,
big one.
Is it like what is it with boys who don't want to wear coats? It's always boys, right? I've never seen a little girl.
My husband hates wearing a coat.
Oh, even
it's like restrictive.
An adult male.
Oh, yeah. He's never worn a coat. And like he has several. For some reason, we keep them. They're hanging in a closet in the basement because we can't get rid of them. But he never wears them. It could be 20 below. And he's got a sweatshirt on. He'll wear thermal underwear before he'll wear a coat. It's restrictive. He doesn't like the feeling of it.
He's not, no offense to him, he's not really climbing mountains or anything like that.
That's what I said. Just all you got to do, even just to sit in the car, to stand somewhere, put a coat on. Nope. Too uncomfortable. And I believe my son is similar, but I'm trying to break him of that because I don't want him to freeze for a lifetime.
Nothing's better than a good coat when it's
cold out. I'm telling
covers
you, it's
your
so
neck,
cozy.
Comes past your wrists and below your waist. I'm just saying that as a tall guy. The worst is when you lift up your arms and your belly button's out when you're
right
in 20 degree snowy weather.
Keep those upper legs all warm and toasty.
There's nothing better.
I get it. I don't know why he loves to freeze. I mean, it takes a lot for him to even put gloves on.
Really?
He'll only put gloves on if he's shoveling.
Yeah, because the blisters will eat you up.
See,
they'll tear up your hands.
I didn't know if it was a man thing or just a him thing. So you have no problem bundling up.
No, I like a good, I'll put in the effort. Oh, you know what? I might not do it every day. If I worked outside every single day, I probably still would because I hate the cold that much. It hurts.
Yeah, but not everyone. He's so acclimated to it. He's worked outside his whole life. The heat doesn't bother him and the cold doesn't bother him. It's so weird.
We're getting texts now. I wear a Carhartt hoodie. It's just like a coat.
Ah.
But it's a hoodie. Just as good. My nephew won't wear pants, just shorts. I wear a Carhartt coat when it's below 15 degrees. Okay, so this person has cutoff.
This says, I'm a 35-year-old female and I cannot stand coats. Never have, never will. So restrictive.
Restrictive? What are you doing? Do you work out? If you work outside...
They are uncomfortable for some people. I mean, obviously, you know you don't have full...
Of course I know that.
...range of motion in a coat. See, Terry Clifford hates coats because she doesn't want to be warm. She likes to be cold.
This text says, I haven't worn a jacket in 4+ years. Let me just check your 585 area code. Okay. I do keep one in the car just in case, though. I work outside all the time and wear bibs, thermal, and a hoodie.
That's it.
Well, if you're working outside with your hands all day long, I get that you probably have a preference. But if you're not going to wear a coat to jump in the car to go to the office and worry about restriction there, you're not driving like a NASCAR car to work. You know what,
right.
You know what I mean?
I think it's more so about the thermal rather than the coat for some people.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.